For several days I've been meeting with the Lord in the wee hours of the morning here in the church. And during these meetings we've been having, God has worked out something that only we'll see the results of during the Christmas holidays. But it's not because it's me, but the presence of the Lord has given this church something special for this Christmas. And I'd like to get all the cooperation we can get from all the young people and the adults who are participants in any of the orchestras or the choirs to meet with us here at 7 o'clock each Wednesday night from now until we have this special service on a Thursday night. And I would like for you to commit yourself that you would do your best to try to be here by standing right now, whoever you are. If you've ever been in the orchestra during the time that we've been here, or if you've ever been in the choir, if you've started out on a musical instrument and maybe you didn't learn very much and became discouraged, I'd like for you to be here too. This gives us a chance to teach you. So everybody that will, violin players, trumpets, musicians, singers, guitar players, if you would try to come on these Wednesday nights, because I feel it's God, I know it's God, would you help us? Would you stand right now if you will come and try to help us? Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Even some more would be appreciated. This is great. Okay, and tell anybody else that they could come too. And we need about 60 people, and we're going to obey God and let Him give us a Christmas present this year. I believe He is doing it. Praise the Lord. The name of the service, the title, the theme of the service will be Unto Us. Unto Us. And we'll see it develop as we meet together on Wednesday nights between now and then. But God is going to do all the directing. Praise God. We'll look into the book of Ezekiel tonight. Chapter 1. Prayer meeting Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Everybody come that can. If there's only two or three, come and pray. Sometimes it's 20 or 30. But let's try to keep it going. Ezekiel, the first chapter. 19th verse. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the Spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go. And the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of a terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two which covered on this side, and every one had two which covered on that side, their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bowl that is in the cloud in the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. And tonight I want to say, I hear a voice. We have heard a voice tonight. We have heard the voice that Ezekiel is writing about. If you don't understand all these writings, just bear in mind that this is a vision of God, explained in the first verse of Ezekiel. Now it came to pass upon the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. And what does Ezekiel see in this vision? He sees a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He sees rings in the sky. He sees, it seems like brightness, and it's as if it were a bow in the cloud in the day of rain. He sees something that moves, and when it moves, something else moves. When it goes up, something else goes up. When it goes forward, something else goes forward. When it turns, other things turn. What's he talking about? He's talking about God and His people. He's talking about God and those that follow Him. And he said, when I saw this vision of God, he said, I saw it, and I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. If you ever heard the voice of God Almighty, you should count your blessings. His voice, when it speaks, it divides things such as light from darkness. Good from bad. Righteousness from evil. When He speaks, things that were not suddenly appear. Things that could never be suddenly happen. Impossible situations take a turn. And when He moves, other things move. When He does a work, there is a work that is done in the land. When God speaks, there's always something somewhere that is able to hear His voice. And something is accomplished every time He utters His voice. As I was considering before service tonight this voice of Almighty God, I considered that in the beginning there was nothing, absolutely nothing. My life was like that. I was living a life of nothingness. And any of you that have found God can look back now and remember that before you heard His voice, before you acknowledged His call, you were as if it were darkness and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. There was no light in you whatsoever until you acknowledged the call of the mighty voice of God. And when you heard Him, you heard the same thing that nothingness heard in the very beginning, when a voice spoke out and said, let there, and there was. Praise the Lord. He speaks with authority beyond our understanding, and also with graciousness and tenderness and sympathy, which our hearts somehow respond to. He can take a hard-hearted man that is determined to never listen to His voice, and He can just speak a word and cause that heart to melt. We could try for 100 years to change a human individual into His likeness and never succeed. But when God speaks, when God says, hear my voice, and when we listen, everything that we thought could never be suddenly can be. Right now, if you would close your eyes and think a moment, you would think of some person, possibly, that in your opinion, they could never find God. They could never. You cannot even visualize this person ever seeking God or serving God or walking with God. Can you think of somebody like that? Some loved one, some friend, some employer, somebody that you know that is hard and calloused. And you would never think they could serve God. But if God ever speaks and if they ever listen to His voice, they can serve God. That's why the church doors are open to people from all walks of life. People from all backgrounds, no matter how low they may have stooped. There are some individuals that I would rather not see come into the house where there is beautiful love and peace. You say, why? Well, there are some kinds of people who all they want to do is stir up strife and turmoil. There are certain types of people. Some of them are called gays. And I've seen them come into the church, and I've seen them supposedly find God and turn around and try to seduce little boys within the walls of the sanctuary. These kind of people I would rather not see come into the house of God. But when God looks down, He looks past what I desire. He looks past what I would rather have. And He sees a heart, and it doesn't matter where they came from or how low they stooped. If He sees fit to speak to that heart, and if that heart will obey Him and listen, God can take a person like that and mold him and turn him around and make the crooked ways straight. There are some individuals that in my human thinking, I have thought they could never find God. And I gave up on them a long time ago, and to my surprise, they're living for God today. And there are some situations I thought could never be worked out. But God spoke. And when He spoke, the sun started shining. When He spoke, there were stars in the sky. The mountains, the valleys, the rivers, the lakes. At the sound of His voice, creation fell in place. He spoke, gave His Son on a tree. He spoke, sent this Comforter for you and me. With a voice of compassion, God speaks to His children. Hear ye the word of the Lord. With a voice of compassion, God speaks to His children. Hear ye the word of the Lord. That's what Ezekiel said in the boneyard when he said, oh, ye old dry bones. Impossible. They couldn't hear. They didn't have ears. Their ears had been turned to dust. He said, oh, ye old dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord. Adam and Eve back in the garden had heard God speak. And He had said to them, I want you to replenish the earth. I want you to subdue the earth. I want you to rule over the earth. He told them what all they could do. He said, I've given you the herbs of the garden, and you can eat of it, and you can live. But He said, there's a tree in the garden, and thou shalt not eat of that tree. It's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For if you eat of that tree, in that day you shall surely die. What did they do? They did not hearken to that voice of God. They could have had the very best. They could have had everything that God had to offer in the very beginning. But then there came that voice walking in the cool of the evening saying, Adam! 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 Adam, don't you know Adam felt ashamed, hiding amongst the trees as he heard that voice that speaks with authority and yet with love and tenderness. Adam, where art thou? Where art thou, Adam? There have been many a night that people who have gone against what God said do have heard the voice speaking in the cool of the evening, calling their names. You've heard Him follow you, calling your name. You've heard Him call you out in the midst of church services, in the midst of revivals, in the midst of your working on the job, driving down the highway. Your name.
with authority and yet with compassion. And some of us listened to the voice of God and we came to God. Others of us heard His voice and we did not do what God said do. And now we're trying to hide ourselves. But you cannot hide from God. Adam wasn't hidden when he was behind that tree. God knew where he was all the time. And you're not hiding behind that smile. God knows right where you are. And when he calls, he wants somebody to say, "Here am I." Even if you have done wrong and if you have gone against his commandment, he wants somebody to come out from hiding because you're already like an open book before him. He knows all about us. And he says, "Come and follow me." I've heard voices that I did not recognize. And then I've heard voices in the midst of those voices that I was familiar with. For instance, on a city street, strangers passing by one by one. I hear the voices. I don't pay a lot of attention. It's just words going by. They talk to one another. Maybe they know what they're talking about. But a conversation comes by. Words pass. But you let one of my loved ones start passing by, there's something in me that perks up. If my mother walks by and I hear her talking, her voice to me is like no other voice on the face of the earth. When my daddy walks by, I know his voice. It doesn't matter if 1,000 men pass before me. And it doesn't matter if it's very dark. When my daddy speaks, I know my father's voice. And you can say the same thing about your loved ones. I was in a jail once. I told this before. I won't go into detail. It's not worth listening to. But I was in a jail, and it was noisy in that place. I had been stopped, and I felt like that the policeman was wrong, and the judge was wrong, and the lawyers were wrong, and everybody was wrong, and I was right. But I was speeding and driving a little reckless. And I was standing in that jail looking through those bars. And I heard voices. The telephones were ringing. People were walking. Other prisoners were calling out. And there was bad language being used. And there was filthy garbage coming out of their mouths. And in the midst of all of that, I heard a voice saying, "Where's my son?" And I knew who it was. It wasn't just any father coming. It wasn't just any man coming to get just any child. But it was my father. Before I ever saw him, I heard his voice. And my God says, "My sheep know my voice." He says, "My sheep know my voice. And when I speak, they hear me." Ezekiel talked about the Lord and he saw. He saw God as a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He saw God's followers following God everywhere God went. When God went, they went. When God was lifted up, they were lifted up. When they moved forward, it was because God was moving forward. And when God spoke, they listened. And he said, "I heard a voice of one that spake. I heard a voice of one that spake." He said, "When I saw it, I fell on my face and I heard the voice. And the voice said, 'Son of man, stand upon thy feet and I will speak to thee.'" You know, some of us never get past that point of falling on our face. There comes a time when we need to hear the word of the Lord standing up. There comes a time when we need to stand strong and firm in this word of the Lord. And regardless of circumstances, regardless of problems, put our feet on the solid rock, and stake our claim in the promises of Almighty God. And even though we were very dry and in a very deep, dark valley, we need to stand up and hear the word of the Lord. And then when He says, go, we should go. When He says, turn, God, let us turn. Don't let us ever be guilty of doing what Adam and Eve did when God said of that certain fruit, do not eat of that. Well, He didn't place us in the Garden of Eden. Oh, He placed us in a better place than that. He didn't place us in a garden such as Adam and Eve were placed in, but He placed us in His church. In His beautiful, glorious church, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And He comes into our midst in these services, speaking with authority, love, and power, and yet compassion and tenderness, saying, come, follow Me. Where art thou? In the midst of wars, there have been guns firing, bombs bursting, tanks rolling, and storms going on at the same time, and clouds rolling and the wind blowing, and people falling right and left, screaming as loud as they could scream. And those of you that have fought in wars know what I'm talking about. And right in the midst of all of that, there have been people who heard the voice of God. Hallelujah. I've heard their testimonies. I've heard them say, I heard God call me. And I spoke to Him and I said, oh God, if You'll get me out of here, I'll serve You. I'll give my life to You. There have been people in the midst of car wrecks, calamities, children riding down the highway with mom and dad. Suddenly a drunk driver gets in their lane and the car smashed. And right in the midst of that collision, as loud as it was, a voice spoke. And a daddy said, God, if You'll spare my family, I'll serve You. And then there have been times when people that followed God, doing all they knew to do, going where God said go, found themselves in a crisis situation, didn't know exactly what to do, didn't know which way to turn, and they felt so far removed from the presence of Jesus. And the storm was raging, and the waves were dashing, the wind was blowing, and the thunder was clapping, and the lightning was flashing. And they heard a voice saying, it is I. Be not afraid. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A man was brought before Jesus who had a bad spirit. He had an evil spirit, an unclean spirit. He was full of demons, actually. And Jesus looked at him and said, come out of him. It doesn't take much when God speaks for things to happen. Just the sound of His voice will do it. That's all it needs be. Peace be still, He said to the storm. To the man, come out of him. A voice came back and said, I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. Jesus said, come out of him. Hold your peace. And the Bible says they went out. They went out. And the people marveled. They marveled at what they saw. They had never seen anything like this in their life. Mouths wide open. Eyes wide open. Hands over the mouth. I've never seen anything like this. Have you ever? This beats all I ever saw. He said to the man, come out. And they went out. One writer said that comment was made, what a word is this? For with authority and power He speaks. What a word is this?
For with authority and power he commandeth.
Yes, he speaks with authority beyond our understanding, and yet with graciousness and tenderness and sympathy. David said, "Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." And another writer said, "Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." Have you ever heard the voice of God? Thank you, Jesus. I've heard God speak, even tonight. I heard God speak. I used to search for that voice. I told this once when I was visiting here 2 or 3 years ago. I was searching for that voice one night, and I got in the car. And I was trying to find an experience in God that I'd heard others relate to me. This happened several years ago, but I told it here 2 or 3 years ago. But for those that did not hear me speak about this, I was searching for the voice that Ezekiel heard. I was looking for the voice that Jeremiah heard. I was trying to find that voice that Isaiah heard, and Noah, and all the way back to Adam and Eve. And I parked my car on a country roadside, and I turned off the key. And I sat and I prayed to God. I said, "God, I want to hear your voice." I have heard people say, "I've heard the audible voice of God." And possibly there are those of you here that have heard that voice. And I wanted to hear God speak. And I listened. I heard crickets in the field. I heard the leaves rustling as the wind blew. I heard the cars on a distant highway and a plane in the sky. But I could not hear the voice of God. And in desperation, I said, "God, I want to hear your voice. Please speak to me." An hour later, I had not heard that voice. I had not heard that voice. And then a thought came to me. "You silly nut. What are you doing out here trying to listen for the voice of God? Don't you remember when you bowed at an altar and you broke down and cried and wept with bitter tears? And there was something inside of you that just kept saying, 'I'm here, I'm here. Whatever you have need of, I'm here to supply your needs.'" At that time, I thought it was my imagination speaking to me. But as I look back now, I realize that God was there in that car saying, "I've spoken. I have spoken." I may never hear an audible voice of God, but I hear His voice. And I know this: if we will hear His voice and harden not our hearts, He'll speak to His people. And when God speaks, what happens? You name it. Hallelujah. Let's close our eyes and just meditate on Him right now. Hallelujah. Listen for Him. He doesn't always speak like you expect Him to. He doesn't always come in a clap of thunder. He doesn't always come with a roaring wind, although He has, and He will. But sometimes God speaks in a small, gentle, calm, loving voice, tenderly, saying, "Come home. Come home. Adam, where art thou?" I believe at first it was, "Adam, oh Adam." And then gently, "Adam." I've heard my mama call for me when she thought I was missing. When she thought I'd wandered too far away. "Rendell! Rendell! And then when she saw me in the distance, "Rendell, come here." That tender, loving voice is what I'm listening for tonight. He's an authority that speaks and divides and casts away that which is not good. But He's a loving, kind, compassionate, gentle Savior. Let's stand together and meditate on Him. Hallelujah. Say, we've had a glorious time. Yes, we have. But God doesn't always speak to everybody while some are enjoying the Holy Ghost experience. There are some in the building who do not understand, and they need to hear the word of the Lord. But preacher, you don't know what I've gone through and how I've lived. It doesn't matter. God knows. And God wants you to come and listen to Him. Well, if you would jump and shout a little bit when you preach and not annoy me to where you make me want to go to sleep, I might respond to God. Listen, we're not asking you to hear this preacher's voice. It's God that speaks to the heart. If we relate to you the Word of God, it's not the word of Brother Rutledge, but it's the Word of God. If we sing a song that brings tears to your eyes, it's not the song of man, but it's the song of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you feel a tenderness that makes you want to come and bow and kneel, that's the voice of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Word of God, flesh, that dwelt on earth, was crucified, sent back to dwell in our hearts. When we say, "I've got it, I've got it, I've got it," we're talking about Him. It's not really a thing. It's God in Christ through Calvary. In us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Let's lift a hand to Him and listen and talk to Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we love you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise His name, praise His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a living voice, an always encouraging voice. It's a go-ahead voice, a word, more than a word written on a page to be seen with natural eyes. But it is a word that speaks to our hearts. And our hearts, our minds, can hear without natural ears. Hallelujah. He speaks, and some hear. He speaks in the midst of trials. In the midst of calamity, in the midst of problems, reassuring, comforting words. And He says, "I love you. I love you. I love you." Hallelujah. You ever have your mama to rock you to sleep when you were a little baby? That's what Jesus wants to do for you now. He wants to rock you to life. He wants to rock you in the cradle of love. Thank you, Jesus. While we sing this song, as we ease our way to the front, everybody that hears this voice, hearken to that voice. Listen to that voice. And come and do what that voice says do. If God speaks to you and says, "Go speak to this brother," Invite this brother to come or this sister. Would you do it? And if God speaks to you and says, go to the altar and pray, would you come and pray? Would you listen to the voice of God? Young person, senior citizen, young man, young lady, middle-aged person, come home.
Come home.
He speaks with love and understanding. Even if your loved ones don't understand you, God does. Even if you don't understand yourself, God does. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But would He care about me? He cares about you. God made you. God loves you. And you were nothing, and you are nothing until He speaks to you. And when He speaks, obey. Come home. Come home, Adam. Where art thou? Where art thou? Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.